Mike thought you were throwing the ball a lot better than what the score and the stats might have indicated. A couple of mistakes.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of mistakes, and you look at the 2-hour runs. I've been good in my time of making sure I don't give up the 2-out runs and things like that. And tonight I was, had some things happen and felt good. Just didn't execute when I needed to. And then, if you look at it from the last two starts, that's two in a row that, you'd like back, but I gotta make sure I ended at that. You're gonna go through a rut or some times where you don't do what you want to do during the season. And right now, I'm in that. I just need to make sure it stops where it's at right now and, get on a little bit of a run here before the All-Star break so I can regroup in the All-Star break and have a good second half. And that's what I'm looking at now is the last two are behind me, and I'm going to move forward and regroup and do what I'm capable of and make pitches and, really hone in what I'm trying to do.
In the bigger picture, is that kind of where you think the team is, too, if you guys can regroup and finish strong in this first half?
Yeah, if you look at where we're at, heck, did Milwaukee lose again tonight?
Yes.
Yeah, it's just like, all right, we're still, five back? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we regroup and make a, I guess we got a bunch in a row here, but if we regroup and play well and we play the East, they've got some good teams, but we regroup and do what we're capable of. We got a chance, and, who knows where we'll be at the break.
How much of a game changer was that blue pit by McCutchen, who you handled the first time up and most of his career, really?
Yeah, I mean, he battled and shot one over there. That's going to happen. I just made a mistake to Mercer, and, you want that back. And then, there's an exit bat. I throw the pitch I want to, and he chops it too hard, and I can't get a double play ball. That's just baseball. Sometimes it bites you, and sometimes it's good to you. It's been good to me for most of my career, and the last two games has been bad to me. But I'm just going to keep pitching and keep doing what I'm capable of.
Your defense was quite good behind you tonight, wasn't it, in the infield?
Yeah, all the ground balls that were caught were out, so we're great.
Box score aside, how has your stuff been? Would you compare the last couple starts? Has it been the same? Have you gotten better? How would you?
There's been some mistakes, but there've been some positives too. So that's where I need to, take the mistakes out of it, make them very small, and then start, really incorporating the things that have been doing well for me. I'm starting to really mix my pitches well and feel confident in all of my offerings. So I just need to keep going with that, and then, hone in, some of the locations, really.
Is this a normal sort of adjustment you have to make from time to time during a season, or again, the off season, the surgery and everything, is that any influence at all, you think, on what you're going through now?
I mean, I don't know. I've never gone through the surgery. This is my
first
time.
You don't feel anything different with it, do you?
I never pitched a season after a surgery before, to be honest. So I know talking to guys and, picking people's brains, this is part of the process, and you guys know me well enough to know that I don't give a damn what anybody else has gone through. I think that I can handle anything, but this is part of it, I guess. But it's also part of the season, too. I've gone through these things when I've been healthy, when before the surgery and all that. So I just need to, let the last one go and worry about the next one, and that's what it's always about. What can I do the next one to help the team win? And that's where I'm at.
Have you felt any dead arm period this year?
No. I mean, I never felt dead arm. I mean, heck, even when I was hurt, I didn't feel dead arm. It's just, you're going to go through parts where, heck, it looks like you don't know what you're doing and you just picked the wrong pitch at the wrong time, or you didn't throw the ball where you exactly wanted to. And that's part of baseball. And, sometimes it just kind of happen in bunches. It feels like the last couple starts it's been like that. And I just need to make sure I concentrate on what I'm doing and really, really lock in. And, and that's kind of the process of coming back from all this.
Was it just two bad pitches on the home runs?
I haven't looked at either one of them. But, if it goes over the fence, it's not a good one, I guess. But heck, there's been ones I throw right down the middle that they pop up. So that's baseball.
seemed like earlier this season you all kind of fed off of the momentum of each other in the rotation. Is that something that's missing right now, or is it individual for each of all of you to struggle right now?
No, Adam threw 7 innings of 1 earned run baseball last night, so I didn't feed off of that at all tonight.
Your double, if it stays in the park, is that going around, you think?
I think he was at home before the ball bounced over the fence, was he? So what do you mean? Yeah, I need to hit it a little shorter and land on the grass, but I was just happy I made contact.
That's your best shot of your career there? Yeah.
No, I was out front.